Hi there, and welcome to the Halloween edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 31st of October, 2021. You're listening to VK7WI, and your reader this week is Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and the D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie by Clayton VK7ZCR. We also go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.865, Graham, VK7, Golf Sierra. On 3670, Peter, VK7, Tango Papa Echo. On 7140, Ross, VK7, Alpha Lima Hotel. On 14130, Gary, VK7, Juliet Golf Delta. And on 28525, by Dale, VK7, Delta Golf. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in the south. RAOTC November broadcast. This is a reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday the 1st of November 2021 over two of the VK7 repeater networks. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. The first article looks at the life of Michael Faraday, 1791 to 1867. He came from a humble background and little formal education. Most listeners would know that the unit of capacitance, the farad, was named after him. Not as many would know that Faraday was also a chemist. He is said to have discovered benzene. His work with electricity was mainly to do with magnetic fields, and his fame includes observations on the principles of electromagnetic induction and use of such words as electrode, cathode, and ion. Construction of the first transformer is attributed to Faraday. The second article continues the series on computer history. This month considers the 35 years of MS Windows and how it became the most popular desktop operating system in the world. Windows 1.01 was released in 1985. It was a graphical environment that ran on top of MS-DOS. Although it made little impact at first, it turned out to be an impressive start considering the primitive equipment on which it could work. At least a dozen versions later, Windows is still big business for Microsoft. Listen at 8 p.m. Monday, local time, over the VK7RAA RTC statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7 Alpha X-Ray Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. The date is November the 1st. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. Callback statistics are sent to the RAOTC Broadcast Committee. If you miss the off-air broadcast, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. QSL News, and a report from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 15th of October from recent WIA delivery is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Reese members can collect their cards from the Domain Club rooms if they let Herman know to deliver them there. He can drop them off most Wednesdays at lunchtime. Thanks to those amateurs who have already been in touch, and that's 73 from Herman, VK7 Hotel Whiskey, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North, SOTA and WWF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group is now meeting twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. until 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, or NTARC. My goodness, last day of October and now only 1 month left of spring. Mind you, it has been a pretty cool and wet spring. My mower has been in constant use. Well, at least when it hasn't been raining, says Yvonne. The amount of growth far exceeds previous years, so he is looking forward to a great summer and less mowing. Speaking of summer, there are now only 54 days from tomorrow, the 1st of November, until the 25th of December 2021, Christmas Day. So, probably time to start planning if you haven't already. This time of the year, our weekly news segment can either be a feast or a famine, and this week it is again time for that famine. There is, however, the usual standing items of coming events and some housekeeping, so let's get down to those. 2022 membership fees. Yes, with the year rapidly disappearing, it's time to start reminding all that your 2021 membership fee expires on the 31st of December. A letter advising of the fee payable for 2022 will be forwarded to all members in late November to the email address noted on our records. We confirm that the 2022 membership fee will see a slight increase to $40 for each voting member, with an additional unchanged $5 for each member of the family that a voting member wishes to add to his or her membership. Upcoming events. Tech Night, Wednesday the 3rd of November at the NTARC Club Rooms, 19:30 hours until whenever. Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 10th of November, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 until 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 till about 8:30. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Equine Endurance Event, 13th of November. The NTARC Safety Communications Team has been asked to provide safety comms for the Tasmanian State Equine Endurance Championships at Mersey Lea. The rides will be 160 kilometres, 95 kilometres and 50 kilometres. The 160k is a 24-hour ride that starts at 00:00 hours on Saturday. Well, that's actually Friday night, I think. Midnight Friday, in other words. We will be providing base comms, checkpoints and RFID tracking, and we will need additional crew members to handle this event. So if you can spare some time on that Saturday, why not pop down to Mersey Lea, a pleasant 1 hour or so drive from Launceston, and utilise your radio skills. Please advise if you're able to assist by emailing secretary@ntarc.net or catch up with Idris at a coffee session. Future events. Plenty of notice this time. NTARC will be holding a Christmas dinner on Wednesday the 15th of December. The venue is the Mowbray Hotel and the meet time is 6 p.m. Tables have been booked under the name of NTARC. The menu is a la carte and there is plenty of parking at the rear. Please RSVP the secretary at either of these email addresses, news@ntarc.net or ypmaxwell@bigpond.com, or jot your name down on the sheet next to the sign-in register on a Wednesday night session or coffee morning. We will need to confirm final numbers with the hotel on Tuesday the 14th of December, so please ensure that you get your name on the list before that date. A number of members have already advised notice of attending, obviously eager for another night out. Coffee mornings, currently held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. until noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times, enjoying the company, coffee, biscuits and cake by leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email me at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. Your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated, and we'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur News Broadcast. And now moving down the state and news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, or REAST, November presentation, Digital Voice Hotspots. REAST's November presentation is this Wednesday night and will be all about digital voice hotspots and a focus on PiStar and OpenSpot 3. The presentation will be given by Scott, VK7 Hotel Sierra Echo, our resident hotspot / digital voice expert. All you need is a hotspot, an internet connection, and you can use your digital voice handheld to get access to your favourite talk groups using your favourite digital voice mode, DMR, D-Star, Fusion or P25. They are particularly good in aged care facilities where you can set one up and be able to operate amateur radio using a handheld operating all over the world without having to find space for large antennas. This is happening this Wednesday night, 3rd of November, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, says the REAST committee with 73s. Training and assessments. REAST's next foundation license course and all license assessment day is on Saturday the 27th of November from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7 Kilo Kilo, the REAST Learning Organiser, know as soon as possible that you will be coming along by phoning 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607. Or you can email Reg at assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the REAST Foundation License Training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. Check out the REAST Facebook page, Events, for further details. And that's 73s from Ridge, VK7 Kilo Kilo. DATV Experimenters Night. We started the night with Rex, VK7 Mike Oscar, and his presentation on his aircraft scatter experiments and the contribution of the WSJT-X 2.5.1 release. Rex has been working with Roger Rare, a Whiskey 3 Sierra Zulu, who has coded for improved decoding of WSJT-X Q65 with aircraft scatter. Rex and RET VK3 Whiskey Echo would then test the new software between Hobart, Table Cape and Gippsland. Rex showed comparisons between the WSJT-X modes and the improvement that the new Q65 mode has made, with large Doppler shifts from the aircraft moving across the signal path. Justin, VK7TW and Rex then moved to the next segment on radio frequency resonance. Justin showed a grid or gate dip oscillator, which is a piece of test equipment that measures the resonant frequency of nearby components and resonant circuits by injecting a signal through the exposed coil and measuring the loss of power, or the dip, at which both the circuit and the GDO are at resonance. Justin demonstrated the GDO with inductor and variable capacitor to find the resonance and the minimum and maximum frequencies with the variable capacitor, about 1 to 6 megahertz. We then moved to using the nano VNA as a spectrum analyzer with sweep generator to confirm the grid dip results. In radio frequency terms, resonance is a special condition where there is no reactance in a tuned circuit for a particular frequency set by the inductor and capacitor, said to be its resonant frequency. Justin showed the classic formula to calculate the resonant frequency from Ian Ridpath, ZL1BCG's book. The special condition called resonance include, at resonance, Z equals R, purely resistive. Ohm's law applies, resistance and impedance is at a minimum component resistance. L and C set the resonance frequency. At resonance, I equals V over Z, and is maximum and in phase with applied voltage. The voltage across the inductor or capacitor may be much higher than the voltage supply voltage based on Q, or quality of the circuit. Q is the ratio between the resonant frequency and the bandwidth. At frequencies below resonance, I is low and Z is high. Negative phase angle therefore looks capacitive. At frequencies above resonance, I is low and Z is high. Positive phase angle therefore looks inductive. We then showed a ZL-built Blythe AM commercial transmitter. A huge thank you to Jim Parrish, and we will be looking forward to adding it to the club station for 160 metres. We finished with a reminder of the presentation night. A recording of the night is available on the Reist YouTube channel. Our next DATV Experimenters Night is on Wednesday the 10th of November from 7:30 p.m. and we will explore RF resonance in more detail with some interesting hands-on equipment with grid dip oscillators and crystal resonance. Keep an eye on the Reist Facebook events for more details and a reminder that we go out on RF on 445.5 megs DVB-T, 7 megs standard definition. So if you have a TV, a set box, top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenters Night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. And that's 73s from Justin, VK7TW. History news. Project Diana bounces radio waves off the moon, January the 10th, 1946. The US Army Signal Corps made the first attempt to touch another celestial body when on January the 10th, 1946, it bounced radio signals off the moon and received the reflected signals. Dubbed Project Diana for the Roman moon goddess, the effort led to what is today known as EME, or Earth-Moon-Earth, communications used by ham radio. Project Diana is often noted as the birth of the US space program as well as that of radar astronomy. The project was the first demonstration of that artificially created signals could penetrate the ionosphere, opening the possibility of radio communications beyond the Earth for space probes and human explorers. Project Diana also established the practice of naming space projects after Roman gods and goddesses like Mercury and Apollo. Project Diana's first successful echo was detected by engineer John H. DeWitt and chief scientist E. King Stadola from a lab at Camp Evans in Wall Township, New Jersey. The team there built a large transmitter, receiver and reflective array antenna for the project. The transmitter was a modified World War II SCR-271 radar set, which provided 3,000 watts at 111.5 megs in quarter-second pulses, while the bedspring dipole array antenna provided 24 decibels of gain. Attempts could be made only as the moon passed through the 15-degree wide beam at moonrise and moonset, as the antenna's elevation angle was horizontal. About 40 minutes of observation was available on each pass as the moon transited the various lobes of the antenna pattern. Reflected signals were received about 2.5 seconds later, with the receiver compensating for Doppler modulation of the reflected signal. The radar pulse sent towards the moon bounced off the lunar surface and its echo appeared on an oscilloscope. The Project Diane site is today maintained by the InfoAge Science and History Learning Center. In May of 2019, Project Diana was dedicated as an IEEE milestone. And that was written by Suzanne DeVries and the EDN Web Zine. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Amplitude modulation news. Spam on AM radio. A recent British government publication states that AM radio reaches around 3% of listeners, responsible for a considerable part of the electricity bill of the UK radio industry, which is calculated to consume around 115 gigawatts per year of energy at an estimated £16 million per annum on electricity for transmission. That is the electrical energy equivalent of that used by 30,000 households. This represents around 0.03% of UK energy use. Of this, around three-quarters of the energy is used for analogue radio broadcasts and one-quarter for digital radio broadcasts. Most of the radio stations provided as analogue broadcasts are duplicated on DAB transmission networks, which also carry many digital-only services. The Department for Culture, Media and Sport report states that only FM is to be retained until 2030. It recommends that the UK's three national medium wave networks be closed in the middle 2020s, though the final decision is to be left to the individual broadcasters. The Friday evening net of the Society for the Prevention of AM, also known as SPAM, has been running now for 30 years, and unlike their professional UK counterparts, they are not likely to go away that quickly. They are also unconcerned about their power consumption. Unfortunately, it's not a net we can participate in from IARU Region 1. The special call ZL6AM continues to attract a small but enthusiastic group from all over New Zealand. Looking at their monthly newsletter, it is obvious that they are a lively bunch, using a mix of old professional grade equipment and modern transceivers. Their net runs on Fridays from 08:30 and Wednesdays at 11:30 New Zealand time. It's their net frequency that is of interest to us, as 3850 kHz is outside our allocation, meaning that their weaker AM signals are not drowned by European stations around morning grey line time. Sourced from the IRTS and Southgate Amateur Radio News webazine. Industry news. Codan wins comms contract for military program. DTC Communications, a subsidiary of Codan Communications of South Australia, has secured a multi-year contract to supply DTC software-defined mesh radios to a publicly listed global technology corporation as part of a sensitive military program. The initial purchase order, to be delivered in the upcoming 12-month period, is worth approximately $37.6 million Australian dollars. The company reports that this contract is consistent with its strategy to grow by delivering communication solutions to the security and military sectors globally. And that item was sourced from the Codan Radio Communications and Critical Comms Web zine. And now moving on to regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA and WWFF groups. They meet on Mondays and Fridays at 10:30 till 12 midday at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Friday coffee sessions, Rochely Club Rooms in Launceston from 10 a.m. NTARC, Tech Night sessions, Wednesday the 3rd of November, Rochely Club Rooms in Launceston. NTARC, Testnet and Technet, Wednesday the 10th of November. Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. until 7:30, and Technet on 3567 from 7:30 until about 8:30. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 20:30, Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net on 144.190 upper sideband. Reist Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 megs FM. Reist, Wednesday afternoon group, meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist, DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 p.m. live in the club rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3640 MHz, commencing at 6 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. Events, Reist, 3rd of November, Digital Hotspots presentation with VK7 Hotel Sierra Echo, Queen's Domain Club Room from 7:30 p.m. NTARC, 15th of December, the Christmas dinner at the Mowbray Hotel from 6 p.m. and let the secretary know if you're coming along. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Peter, VK7 Papa Delta. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to the NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio Amateur Radio Club, VK7 Alpha X-Ray and VK7 Delta Charlie. 160 metres will be brought to you by VK7 Golf Sierra. 80 metres, VK7 Alpha Lima Hotel. 40 metres, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta. 20 metres, VK7 Delta Golf. And 10 metres, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango. And on DMR, Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, VK7 ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in the north and VK7RTC in the south. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You've been listening to VK7WI. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com, and further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io. Group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening, and relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73s from Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.